Hachette Audio presents Home Run, written by Heidi McLaughlin, read by Alistair Hainsbridge and Athena Pappas. To Gumpa, I look forward to catching a game with you. Boston Renegades. It's time. Spring training is upon us, fine folks in New England. While our Renegades head to Fort Myers and the faithful allegiance of fans follows, there are a few of us who will remain here in Boston. However, game stats and spring training updates will happen as usual. It'll be interesting to see what manager Cal Diamond does this year with both Steve Bainbridge and Cooper Bailey on the roster. You can't go wrong with starting either of them, as both of their numbers last season were solid. Diamond has a tough decision ahead of him, that's for sure. And so does general manager Stone, considering he's fielding requests for a player trade that includes Bailey. Expected to move into the starting catcher position is Jose Gonzalez, unless the off-season acquisition of Michael Cashman proves to be a better choice. Be sure to watch for designated hitter Branch Singleton during spring training. The scuttlebutt around the clubhouse is that he's been working out there daily, and the coaching staff is expecting his batting average to soar this season. If you're in Fort Myers and want to contribute to the Bo Red blog, please email us. Gossip Wire. Travis Kidd is still up to his old antics, and nothing seems to stop him. He was recently spotted at BU hitting up a sorority. Rumor has it he was caught streaking by the Pub Safe Patrol, but being a fan of his, they let him go. The Bo Red Blogger. 1. Cooper. Over the years, I've had many dreams. I'm not talking about the ones you experience when you're sleeping, but the kind of dreams that can become reality. When I was young, my mother passed away, leaving my father alone to raise me. This wasn't necessarily a bad thing, except I probably didn't experience everything I could have. To cope with the loss of my mother, my dad and I turned to baseball. We'd play catch in the yard every night before sitting down to dinner, which usually consisted of sandwiches or cereal. Hours of tossing the ball around the backyard turned into fielding grounders, catching pop flies, and spending time in the batting cages. What started as a way for us to cope with our depression turned into something I really enjoyed doing, and when the scouts started paying attention, I began dreaming of the big leagues, the pomp and circumstance of playing in the majors. I dreamed of winning a national championship at a prized SEC school and running out of the dugout as my name was announced during the All-Star game.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?